You gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fierceness, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Sun yourselves, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths, rise above fear, and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Ready to take control of your life? It all starts with a simple choice. Focus on the fix, not the problem. Today, we'll explore how this mindset shift can transform your challenges into opportunities. Life is a roller coaster, y'all, filled with both exhilarating highs and daunting lows. While it's natural to experience challenges, getting stuck in a cycle of worry and negativity can hinder your progress. The key to overcoming obstacles lies in shifting your focus from the problem itself to potential solutions. By redirecting your attention, you can tap into your problem-solving abilities and pave the way for positive change. When faced with adversity, it's easy to become consumed by negative thoughts. However, by consciously choosing to focus on solutions, you can break free from the cycle of worry and start taking action. So why getting stuck on problems? Like, we're going to talk about that and take a closer look. Like, have you ever noticed how easy it is to get caught up in the drama of a problem? It's like watching a car crash in slow motion. We can't help but be drawn to the negative. Like, why do we do this? You know, we tell ourselves we are strong powerhouse women. You know, we are leaders. We help others. We encourage them. We empower them. And yet at the same time, we get wrapped up in our mind with the drama of the problem. So let's talk about why we do this. One, the natural reaction. When something bad happens, our brains naturally focus on the details. This can be helpful in the short term, but it can also lead to a fixation on the problem, especially if you are analytical in nature. And I am an analytical person. Two, the comfort of inaction. Confronting a problem can be scary. It's often easier to dwell on the issue than to take action. By focusing on the problem, we can't avoid the discomfort of actually doing something about it. So what people do is, because that confronting the problem can be almost paralyzing to some people, they'll just dwell on the issue because it's easier for them to filter out the possibility of actually taking action by confronting that situation. Three, a distraction technique. Solving problems require effort and energy. I can tell you that it does. With me being an executive assistant to high-power entrepreneurs who made 6 to 8 figures, I'm telling y'all, you know, I had to really expel a lot of energy to help them solve problems, especially those complex problems. And so sometimes we may unconsciously choose to focus on the problem itself as a way to avoid the hard work of finding a solution. So in my instance, I couldn't just dwell on the problem because oftentimes these high power entrepreneurs, they actually, you know, had startup companies. So it was no hiding behind the scene. It was literally sink or swim. So I didn't have time to just focus on that problem itself. because I was expected to find a solution, even if the solution seemed impossible. So oftentimes with me, I had to make the impossible possible. Next, we're going to talk about shifting your focus and take a deeper dive into a solution-oriented mindset. But before we do that, we need to understand the power of focus. The human mind is a powerful tool, y'all. It's capable of both creating and destroying. So therefore, the human mind is like a double-edged sword. The direction of this power hinges on where we choose to focus our attention. When we fixate on problems, we literally amplify negativity, stress, and anxiety. Our minds become preoccupied with the challenges, magnifying them in our perception. This negative focus can lead to a downward spiral quickly as we become increasingly overwhelmed and unable to see a way out. Conversely, when we shift our focus to solutions, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities. Our minds become active problem solvers, seeking creative and innovative ways to overcome obstacles. This positive focus can ignite hope, resilience, and a sense of empowerment. By directing our attention towards solutions, we empower ourselves to take control of our circumstances and create the life that we desire. The choice between these two paths is ours to make. No one can make them for us. So by understanding the power of focus, we can harness its potential to shape our reality. By consciously choosing to focus on solutions, we can transform challenges into opportunities, negativity into positivity, and despair into hope. That sounds a whole lot better than anxiety, stress, and worry. Now, if you're ready to become a solution-oriented person, consider adopting these strategies to get started. 1, process your emotions. I can't tell you how important this step is. Acknowledge your feelings. It is so important to recognize and validate your emotions. Don't sit up here and let anyone make you feel bad, because you need to process those emotions and validate them. Set a time limit. This is also a critical step. Allocate a specific time to process your feelings. When I'm going through, like all of us, you know, we have our seasons, we have our days, our moments where we go through some things. Sometimes the situation that we were faced with, the problem, the challenge, it can be overwhelming and it can't be solved in a day. So you need time to process those emotions. However, I tell myself, okay, it's okay to go out in the rain, but don't stay out too long. And I give myself that pep talk, letting myself know that it's okay to feel the way I'm feeling, but it's dangerous to stay out in the rain for too long. Because the more we drown in those sorrows and those challenges that we face, the more likely that anxiety will increase, depression will creep upon us, we will isolate ourselves. So it's best to set a time limit. So for example, if you believe that, you know, the problem that you're faced with is going to take 3 days, I would tell you to allocate a week. That way, if it just so happened to take 4 days to process that emotion, you're not beating yourself up because you didn't meet that deadline. If you feel like that it's going to take a week to process that emotions, give yourself 2 weeks. If you feel like it's going to take a month, give yourself 2 months, just to be on the safe side. Practice mindfulness. Techniques like meditation and deep breathing can help you stay grounded. 2, reframe your perspective. Challenge negative thoughts. Identify negative thought patterns and reframe them positively. Visualize success. Imagine a positive outcome and focus on the steps to get you there. Embrace a growth mindset. Believe in your ability to learn and grow from challenges. This is very important. Ask yourself, what did I learn from this situation? How can I grow from this challenge? 3, break it down. Divide and conquer, baby. Break down large problems into smaller, more manageable tasks. Then prioritize those tasks so you can focus on the most important task first. And don't forget, celebrate small wins. Reward yourself for completing each task. 4, surround yourself with positivity. Build supportive relationships. Spend time with positive and uplifting people. You may say, well, Sonya, I can't afford a mentor or a coach, you know, but guess what? It may be individuals in your community, like local community groups. It could be where you may be a spiritual person and you belong to a church organization. It may be some other type of local organization you belong to. Also, it may be where you do volunteer work somewhere, or you have like close friends or family members, or it may be where you say, I don't really have anyone like that. So it may be where it's social media platforms that offer groups of like-minded people that can support you and uplift you. And it's a no judgment zone. Literally, it's a safe haven for you. Limit negative influences. Please reduce exposure to toxic or negative individuals. I mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. If you are a person that you know that you are surrounded by toxic people, please visit SonyaSales.com, where I have a free webinar called 8 Strategies to Remove Toxic People from Your Life and Not Feel Guilty. It will change your life. Join a support group. So once again, connect with others who share similar experiences. 5, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would show a friend. Avoid criticism. Replace self-criticism with self-encouragement. Learn how to encourage yourself. Practice self-care. Prioritize activities that promote physical and mental well-being. We must practice self-care and stop trying to pour into others from an empty well. It is time for you to be healed. It is time for you to be restored and to be replenished. So you not only reach your maximal potential in life, but you can help others reach theirs. 6, invest in personal growth. Read books that helps you expand your knowledge and perspective. Take courses that help you develop new skills and abilities. Seek professional help. Now, sometimes you may have to consider therapy or coaching to address deeper issues. There is nothing wrong with that. 7, limit negative self-talk. Monitor your thoughts, okay? You know how back in the day they had like hall monitors? And it's like, where's your past? Where are you going? You need to monitor your thoughts. Pay attention to your inner dialogue, because I'm telling you, those negative thoughts become words, and then words become action. Okay. So it's very important to monitor your thoughts. Challenge negative thoughts. So replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Practice positive self-talk. Once again, speak kindly to yourself. It bears repeating. 8, cultivate mindfulness. Practice meditation. Master stilling your mind and focusing on the present moment. You'll be surprised once you practice just having a still mind and you get into that habit of meditation, you'll be surprised how noisy it is in your head. So still your mind and focus on the present moment. In the beginning, it will feel weird, y'all. It may be where you only can do it for a few minutes. But then it becomes like a place of peace, you know, and it's nothing like it. I started training myself years ago. I would just sit in a quiet room, nothing on. And I was like, man, my head is noisy. It's so noisy in my mind. And so I only could do it for maybe 5 minutes. And then I built myself up to it to where now I don't have to like have sound. I work better in silence. You know, I can just sit and meditate and I can drown out the whole world. I literally have a special place. And I think maybe my husband is the only person who I have expressed this to as far as the visualization of it, of my place. And when it's hard for me to go to that place of peace and tranquility in my mind, I'm like, okay, I am in literally a crisis in my mind, and I really need to clear some of this clutter. And so we all need that safe place of peace that only you may know about, or very few. Engage in mindfulness exercises. So pay attention to your senses and your surroundings. And use mindfulness apps. Utilize technology to aid in your mindfulness practice. And lastly, 9, proactive thinking. Anticipate challenges. Identify potential obstacles and develop strategies to overcome them. Create contingency plans. Have backup plans in case your initial plan doesn't work. Learn from mistakes. Use past experiences to inform future decisions. By consistently applying these strategies, you can cultivate a solution-oriented mindset and transform your life. Remember, it's not about avoiding problems. It's about approaching them with a positive, proactive attitude. Every challenge is an opportunity for growth and learning. All right, I hope you all are ready for this episode, Fab Assignment. I should say assignments, because I feel like this topic will resonate with so many listeners. I assign 2 Fab Assignments for the week. Yes, that is your Fierce Action Breakthrough Assignments. The first assignment is the What If Game. All right. And it consists of 4 components. The scenario creation, which is imagining a hypothetical challenging situation. Negative thinking, exploring negative thoughts and feelings associated with the scenario. Positive reframing, challenging you to reframe the situation positively and identify potential solutions. And outcome visualization, encouraging you to visualize a positive outcome and the steps to get there. So I'm going to give you an example scenario so that you know how this works. So let's say you're worried about a big presentation at an upcoming event. So the negative thinking would be, what if I mess up the presentation? What if the audience doesn't like my ideas? What if I forget what to say? Positive reframing would be, what if I practice my presentation several times? What if I focus on the key points and speak confidently? What if I use visual aids to enhance my presentation? What if I imagine the audience's positive reactions? Outcome visualization would be, visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. Imagine the audience responding positively to your ideas. Feel the sense of accomplishment and satisfaction after a successful presentation. By playing the what-if game, you can shift your focus from negative thoughts to positive possibilities. This can help reduce anxiety and increase confidence. So now it's your turn. Play the what-if game using the four components of it: the scenario creation, the negative thinking, positive reframing, and outcome visualization. Fab assignment number two, problem reframing exercise. This shifts gears from a hypothetical scenario to a real life scenario. So first, identify a problem. Think of a current challenge or problem you're facing. The reframe negatively. Write down a negative statement about the problem, such as, "I can't solve this problem." Reframe positively. Reframe the statement positively, such as, "I will find a solution to this problem." And lastly, solution brainstorming. Brainstorm potential solutions, no matter how small or unconventional. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Science Empowers Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more business empowerment resources to help you overcome life challenges and start an empowered online business, visit sciencesales.com. Until next time, Empowered Disruptors, own your fierceness.